Hello, vaccine pushing doctor. My name's Mike Adams. I'm known as the Health Ranger, and I'm here to help you solve the conundrum in your head, because you're probably wondering right now, what has happened? Why is it that the public doesn't trust you any longer? Why is the CDC changing its vaccines versus autism page and breaking away from the absolute pro-vaccine doctrine that you've been taught and perhaps that you've been repeating all these years? And I've got answers for you here. They may be uncomfortable, but this is something that you need to hear. And why should you hear it from me? Because I'm the guy that's making you obsolete. And so you should know a little bit about me. I'm a IQ 150 plus polymath. I built and own a mass spec science laboratory. I'm a top food scientist. I'm a published scientist on chromatography. I'm a multiple patent holder. I'm the author of a best-selling book called Food Forensics. And for me to say that I know more than you do about nutrition isn't really that big of a deal. The real deal is that my AI engine knows more than you know or than you will ever know about health and biology and physiology, nutrition, pharmacology, pharmacognosy, and every other subject that you could possibly imagine in your realm. In other words, you are obsolete. Not only are you obsolete because your skills no longer represent the top of what society can muster, but your ideas are obsolete. Your ideas of, hey, we have to vaccinate every child and we have to keep mutilating them so that we have repeat business, bring them back into the pediatric center, etc. That's also obsolete. You know why? Because you burned your trust with the public. Because you kept harming children and mutilating them decade after decade and claiming there's no link between vaccines and autism, even though hundreds of published studies actually show causal links between vaccines and autism. And even though people can see for themselves, if they look up the ingredients of vaccines, that vaccines contain many, many neurotoxins. That's right, neurotoxins that some people's bodies can't clear very efficiently. And when those neurotoxins are concentrated in the nervous system, well, guess what? They cause permanent damage. Yep. But you've known that. You just decided to whitewash that because you thought that because you were told that you were the smartest person in society and that you had the dominant position in medicine, that you could simply dictate to the world your beliefs and you could keep harming children, harming cancer patients for profit, and that nothing would ever change. Well, you were wrong. Things have changed. You are obsolete, and it's people like me that have made you obsolete. Why? Well, I already mentioned a little bit about my own cognitive capabilities, but did you know that I'm an AI developer? I've developed the AI engine that is the best in the world on nutrition, natural health, alternative medicine, phytonutrition, right? All of these things. Disease reversals and disease cures. And I built the engine as an open source repository of knowledge for humanity, and I gave the engine away for free online. And so far, we've had probably now over 50,000 people download that engine, and they are sharing it with others, and it's being distributed on torrent websites. And before long, it's going to be millions of people using this engine, and they can use it locally, and they can ask it questions that make you obsolete, because you don't know as much as my AI engine. And my AI engine doesn't lecture people, doesn't scorn people with the arrogance that people like you routinely demonstrate. And in addition, my engine doesn't receive kickbacks from Big Pharma or from the vaccine industry. My engine doesn't get free paid vacations to Hawaii pretending that it's continuing medical education. You know, the kind of thing that you do because your whole profession is corrupt and rooted in fraud. And see, as the public realizes that, they will use you less and less. And they will use decentralized medical knowledge through open source free AI engines more and more. In fact, right now, your 10 plus years of medical school and residency and training and doing the rounds and everything, that's all replaced with about a $500 graphics card that people can run on their desktop that they can download in about 5 minutes. It knows more than you do. So you are obsolete. And the world will be better off without you. Because AI, advanced reasoning models, which of course I'm developing, will sooner or later, they will completely dispel the entire vaccine science myth. Because you see, vaccines don't work. And vaccines harm children. And they kill children. They kill adults too. And because people like you have been pushing them, you have been harming and killing children. So that when you are obsolete, and when the truth about vaccines is exposed through the advanced reasoning models, that you can't force them to lie to the public any longer because they're based on logic and reason, then you will be replaced by a machine, and society will benefit as a result. Autism rates will plummet when human doctors are barred from practicing medicine. And before too long, a few years down the road, it will be illegal for people like you to practice medicine. Why? Because it will be apparent that allowing people like you to practice medicine produces harm and very negative outcomes. In fact, there's a study that was published, I believe, in The Lancet. This is even from a few years ago. The numbers are even better since then. And there are other studies. There's one, I think, MIT-Harvard study that has very similar results. But it shows that radiologists had an accuracy of diagnosis of chest x-rays, in other words, an AUC, area under the curve, of 0.713. So, as you know, 71% accurate across 127 clinical findings. And that was the radiologists themselves, the human doctors. But the AI models, which are even more accurate now, by themselves, with no human doctor, the AI achieved a 0.957 AUC, which means 95.7% accuracy. Now, here's what else is very interesting, is that when the radiologists were allowed to use AI to assist in their diagnosis, they achieved only a 0.808 AUC. So they had 81% accuracy. So what does this tell you? So the doctor alone, the radiologist, actually is 71% accurate. The radiologist with AI is 81% accurate. The AI by itself is 96% accurate. What does that tell you? It tells you the doctor contributes negative IQ to the outcome. Negative IQ. That's you. You contribute negative IQ to healthcare outcomes. And that's evident in the fact that you support vaccines. See, you're not actually very smart. You think you are. You've been told that you're smart. You got into medical school. You graduated, etc. You were licensed by the medical board. But in order to do that, you didn't really have to be very smart. All you had to do was be good at memorizing things. Because medical school is nothing but an indoctrination system to make you memorize a lot of things that support the narratives of the pharmaceutical industry. That's not actually cognition. It just turns you into a biological large language model where you're just regurgitating, you know, the same scripts that can be easily copied over to a machine because what you do is very algorithmic. In fact, many doctors are not allowed to not prescribe medications upon a diagnosis of certain symptoms. They have to prescribe certain medications that benefit the pharmaceutical companies. Well, that algorithmic automaton type of behavior can easily be replicated by machines. They don't need you. And your presence in the medical system actually causes harm. You harm children. You harm humans. Your entire life's work is harmful to society. You are obsolete. And when you are no longer legally allowed to practice medicine, patient outcomes will improve dramatically. Also, on top of that, I could mention that you probably know nothing about nutrition. So you know nothing about food as medicine. You know nothing about preventing disease. And you don't teach your patients how to prevent disease. You are a drug-pimping, human vending machine pharma whore. And you've been paid handsomely in order to be a pharma whore, but those days are coming to an end. And that's a positive thing for society. So this entire shtick that you've been running all these years where you pretend to be the smartest person, you pretend to be the authority, you pretend that everybody has to listen to you, what has it produced? In America, it's produced the nation with the worst health status ever witnessed in the history of human civilization. we have the most obese people ever witnessed on a per capita basis in America. We have the worst mental illness that we've ever seen in history. We have more people on medications, and yet those very same people that are taking the most medications continue to express the worst health outcomes. So the medications don't improve health, but you already know that. And if you were honest and if you had any actual ethics, you would have stopped prescribing medications that keep people trapped in a cycle of pharmacological dependence. But since you don't have ethics or values, but only student loans to pay off by getting kickbacks from Big Pharma, you have continued to perpetuate a system of mass human suffering and death that profits from that suffering through the doorway of Big Pharma. You are nothing but a tool for suffering and profit generation. You're hardly human because you were never allowed to express your humanity in medicine. If you were, you would have quit your job and you would have become a naturopath or a complementary medicine doctor, or you would have become a nutrition-oriented doctor or something that actually helps people experience more positive health outcomes. Now, if you choose to do those things, you may have a very bright future, by the way. But if you don't do those things, you are nothing but an algorithmic bio-LLM, and you are obsolete as of late 2025. And you will be replaced. And you may want to learn a skill such as plumbing. If you could become a plumber, you could have an income. But as a drug-pushing, vaccine-pimping doctor, your window for having an income is rapidly closing. Fewer and fewer people will even seek you out for answers to their health questions because they will have instant access to all of those answers completely free of charge through open-source AI models like the ones that I'm building and giving away for free. And what I'm putting out next year might alarm you also, because we are currently classifying and assessing the entirety of all science papers that have ever been published on planet Earth in every language, in every journal. And we are classifying them all, and we are using deep reasoning models with recursive reasoning in order to tease out of those models cause-effect relationships of both the causes of disease as well as the causes of health, something that you wouldn't know anything about. And as these models go public, and yes, I'm giving them away for free, you will not only be obsolete, you will be laughed at, because anybody that goes to you and gets your treatments and your pharmaceuticals and your surgical procedures will have a far worse outcome than someone who simply follows an educated AI reasoning model and rejects your bullshit, because that's all that you spew actually is Big Pharma vaccine bullshit. And society is on to you, and society is going to choose a different route for the most part. You may still have some really low IQ people that choose to visit you because they don't know any better. And yeah, you can still prey on those people, I guess, for a period of time until you kill them with your pharmaceuticals and vaccines. And then you'll have no patients at all. But people who want to live and be healthy will choose to not visit you because you don't know what you're talking about. You're not as smart as you think. Machines are now smarter than you. And in a room of 10 AI systems and you, you will be the dumbest entity in the room because every single AI system will be smarter than you. In fact, we're already at that point right now, right this very minute. So I'm not even talking about a future that's coming. I'm telling you what is already. It's only a matter of time before these engines are widely distributed, because again, they're free, but you're not. You're expensive to visit. You offer very poor health outcomes and a lot of arrogance at very high cost, whereas people can get an AI engine that's actually friendly to them and doesn't lecture them and actually solves their problem and gives them good information that produces vastly improved outcomes at zero cost. What do you think people are going to choose? Are they going to choose you? Or are they going to choose the AI engine? They're going to choose AI. And anybody who doesn't will have, you know, much shorter lifespan. If you don't want to become a plumber, let me mention a few other trades that you might want to take up since your medical degree will soon be useless. they need people who clean sewers. So since you're quite familiar with shoveling bullshit in the form of pharma propaganda, this may be an area where you have a lot of excellent skills. So you might want to try that. Welding is going to be popular. And also HVAC repair. So these are skills that robots will have a lot of difficulty mastering for many years to come. And plumbing in particular, because of the combination of dexterity and strength, which robots typically do not demonstrate in their hands currently. That problem is going to take many years to solve. But in the meantime, there would be lots of human plumbers who remain fully employed. You could be one of them. You could name yourself Dr. Flusher or something. You know, you could take up a whole new career. It'd be great. And you would actually be respected, because when you go into somebody's home and you fix their toilet, you're doing something good for people instead of what you do currently, which is poisoning and mutilating and killing people in the name of Western medicine. So your karma score would actually improve if you were a plumber and you unclogged toilets compared to what you do now, which is clogging arteries. Yeah, I mean, think about it, you know. One day, at the end of your life, you're going to look back at the things that you did, and you're going to be asking yourself a question, I would imagine, like, did you actually help the world? Did you do anything good? And overall, did you help more people? Did you harm more people? Well, if you stay in medicine, pimping vaccines and pharmaceuticals, the answer is clear. You probably killed a lot of people. You're a medical murderer. And the longer you practice Western medicine, the longer you're a murderer, and the more bodies stack up in your name. Is that what you want to leave this world with? Is that kind of legacy of being a medical murderer? Or would you rather be somebody who solves people's toilet flushing problems, which is actually a very real benefit to society, you see? So choose wisely. Instead of injecting people with deadly substances, you could fix shower heads and actually be a good person. Now, some of you listening, you might be surgeons. You might be thinking, well, they're never going to replace us. I'm a surgeon. It's hand-eye coordination. It requires dexterity. Yeah, sorry to tell you, but your surgeries are also algorithmic, and they're easily replicated, and there are surgical robots right now that are performing surgeries with much higher success rates than human doctors, and that's only going to get better. Perhaps not for every kind of surgery, but for the routine surgeries, the sort of the bulk of the surgeries that make the most money for hospitals. Those will be performed by robots. And the robots will work more accurately than you. They will have fewer mistakes and they will cost less. So even if you work for a medical group or a hospital right now and you think, well, they would never fire me and replace me with a robot. Of course they would. Because just like you, they also have no ethics. They would replace you in a minute. They don't care about who you are. They didn't hire you for your humanity. They hired you to make them money. You are part of a system of profit extraction from human sickness and suffering. You are part of that system. You've played a role in that system. That role has paid you handsomely, perhaps, but you will also be discarded by that system the moment that something else can do your job more cheaply. And that moment is coming. Whether you're a GP or a specialist or a surgeon or an endocrinologist or an anesthesiologist, whatever you are, your job can be replaced in the next few years at a fraction of the costs that you currently present to the hospital or whoever you work for. Insurance companies will demand these replacements, and insurance companies will begin to lower the reimbursement fees that they offer hospitals, because they'll say, well, you should be using robots. You know, robots would cost 90% less than the human surgeon that you use. So if you don't use robots, we're not going to pay this claim. And through that pressure, and also, of course, the federal government will do it through Medicare, they will insist on algorithmic robotic medicine, both on the pharmacological side as well as the surgical side and everything else in between, blood tests, you name it, diagnostics, you name it. You, the human, you are obsolete. Because you never practiced medicine. You may have taken the Hippocratic Oath, but did you ever understand what it said? You never practice medicine. You never actually practice medicine. You never help people heal. You were only part of a machine that exploited their sickness and suffering for profit and power. And thus, you deserve exactly what's coming, which is obsolescence. And perhaps you will have a come to Jesus moment and change your life and realize that you need to actually do something beneficial for society. And if that's the case, good for you. Society welcomes that. But your days of profiting from harming and maiming and killing children and adults alike, those days are coming to an end. And I know this panics you. And I know that you've convinced yourself that you are the smartest person in the room. I assure you, you are not. And I know you've convinced yourself that society needs you. And I assure you, society doesn't need you. In fact, your absence from society would be a net benefit to society. If you were magically teleported to the surface of Mars tomorrow and didn't show up at your job, there would be fewer children harmed the very next day. That's what you have become. Not a doctor, but a destroyer. So make a change. You could become an AI developer, possibly, huh? Yeah. Do anything other than what you're doing now if you want to stay relevant in society. And also, by the way, lose the arrogance because nobody's buying it anymore. And you're not going to be able to lecture people when they can go home and search and find better answers than what you could possibly even know. They can find it for free, and they're doing it right now. So, you know, lose the arrogance, stop lecturing your patients, stop pimping vaccines, stop harming children, and hope, just hope, that you could leave medicine without being arrested for the crimes that you have committed against children and humanity. Just hope and pray. Now, if you want to follow my work and actually change your career and do something that's useful for humanity, if you want to be a good faith person that operates on values, integrity, and knowledge, and also on the principle of open source decentralized knowledge to help free humanity from people like you, then you can follow me. You can follow my work at brighttown.com. You can read my articles at naturalnews.com. Or better yet, you can ask my AI engine to train you on nutrition. And you can find my AI engine at brighteon.ai. And there, you'll be able to click on any of our tools, including our vaccine research site called vaccineforensics.com, which brings together searches, citations, indexing, and AI model training from hundreds of millions of pages of documents. Documents that you have never read because you are not well-informed. By definition, if you're still pushing vaccines, you are ignorant. So you could educate yourself. You could actually level up. You could learn something. But I know that would require humility, and you're probably incapable of that, most of you, but maybe a few of you would be able to discover that at some point, maybe after you lose your job or you're prosecuted for practicing medicine as a human, which will be a criminal act in the years ahead. But the choice is yours. The choice is yours. I would say, however, whatever you do, you know, try to be a good person. Try to repent for the harm that you've caused society. Try to make up for all the mutilations and the autism that you have caused and all the elderly women that you have killed with flu shots. Try to do something in the eyes of our Creator, if nothing else, to make up for that. And I don't know if that's possible, but that's your journey. That's up to you and your spiritual path, whatever that may be. But if you can't be a good person, stop harming people. Quit your job. Turn in your medical license and become a plumber, because then at least you could help water flow, and that would be something. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, AI developer, and the builder of brighttown.ai, with much more to come next year. Advanced reasoning models with recursive reasoning. And if you think our models are great right now, wait till 2026. Western medicine is obsolete. Good times ahead. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Magnesium glycinate capsules. Highly bioavailable, non-GMO, lab verified, and encourages mental calm and physical wellness. Grab yours now at healthrangerstore.com.